Continuing the inion of holiday gifts and greetings, so far we've seen the potential Issa. The Mishnah spoke out very clearly that doing business with them on the day of their holidays and even 3 days beforehand in Eretz Yisrael is forbidden. Can't do business with them, can't lend, can't borrow, pay back, receive loans from them, and that was the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And so far, we've quoted one ground for leniency, and that was Mishum Eva. We're not going to mention, Be'ez Hashem, another couple of grounds for leniency. Number two is the Trumas Adeshin. He quotes a reason, which is mentioned by Ezra Shem as well, that nowadays the non-Jews are no longer as from, they're no longer as devout as they were in the past. And if they have a good business deal during the time period leading up to their holiday, or indeed even on the holiday itself, they're unlikely to go rush off and thank their gods. And therefore, it's not an issue. The Maisa, the Rashba, brings a question from the Bala Trumas. Then normally we say that if Chazar make a Gezira, then the Gezira remains in place, even if that circumstance doesn't apply. So why should it matter that the non-Jews are no longer as devoted to their gods? So the Bala Trumas answers like this. That in the original Gezira, we see that there were certain circumstances in which the Gezira didn't apply. For example, we saw that Shmuel said outside of Eretz Yisrael, the decree would only be on the non-Jewish holiday itself. So we see the Chazal intended it to be only in certain circumstances, i.e. in situations where the decree applies, then it'll be an osa, but where the decree doesn't apply, then sending the gift will be mutter. And we see inside the Gemara itself that where the non-Jew involved was not as religious, then there wasn't an issue. For example, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis, says that Rabbi Yehuda sent a gift to someone called Avidrana, a non-Jewish person called Avidrana on his holiday. And he said it was okay, because he knew that Avidrana was not an Eved Avodah Zarah. Similarly, in Avodah Zarah, Samach Hayam Daled, Rav sent to a non-Jew called Bar Sheshach, and he said the same thing. He said that Bar Sheshach was not an Avodah Zarah. So they felt there's no issue. The Meiri says that this actually applies across the board nowadays. This is the Meiri Avodah Zarah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. He says that even the most seemingly pious non-Jews, he said nowadays they're not going to be thanking their Avodah Zarah immediately based on the business deal they do. He said it was only said regarding the people back then, but nowadays it's completely mutter. As I pass in the Miri. So that's number two, because the non-Jews nowadays are no longer as devout. Number three is Tosfos, who mentions another Heter, that he says if we've got a Shaychus with a non-Jew and we want to maintain some sort of relationship for the sake of business and the like, then he said it's fine. And number four, Rabbi Tam, quoted in Tosfos, says that the whole issue of doing business is only with the sort of items that could be used for their religious worship. So examples would be a knife for them to shecht their Avodah Zarah, or water for the altar. Nowadays, examples would be wine, candles. And therefore, he says, just to do regular business with items that are not of this nature, will be fine. The Maestam Chaba in Yeridea soon, Kofim Ches, brings down these heterim. He mentions avoiding Eva, he mentions the fact that they're less devout, and the fact that the whole Issa only applies to actual Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And therefore, there's certainly what to rely on. This is what Rav Moshe says in Yeridea, Chelek Gimel. He passes like this, I think it's Chelek Gimel in Lamed Daled there. Lemaisa, although we've got all these various criteria, the Ezra writes that there's a tov lo bracha for those who are machmir in this area. And Rav Gershon Bess told the author of the Sefer that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky had paskin, if possible, we should machmir on the actual day of the holiday, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, especially on days like the 25th of December. Mitzvah, we will start, we'll discuss tomorrow the inyan of gifting non-kosher food to non-Jews.